said, can you guys call, so to speak? You guys let me know that you'd like to have more rambles. So, hey, I am down to ramble and be my dorky-ass self. And say whatever comes to mind, because I don't have anything planned. So, hopefully I don't road rage and go crazy and have a recording of it. Because, you know, evidence. Better toss my phone, if so. What's going on? Well, right now, I smell fried chicken. Because I had a long, long, long day after a long, long, long week. And you know what? I didn't want to cook dinner tonight. So I said no. I said no thanks. So, lordy. I'm dying. It's been a long week, like I said. It has been a long, long week. To be honest, and I hate saying it because I try not to be a Debbie Downer. I really feel, and I hope you guys realize that I like to be a positive person, a positive influence. I want to be a positive part of someone's day. I don't want to be a negative part, but so I typically don't like talking about negative things in my life. You know, that's just not something I prefer to talk about. They happen, sure, but I like to keep it to myself for the majority and not really bring it up. But holy mackerel, guys, this week was tough on me. It was not a good week. Nothing particularly bad happened. You don't have to worry or anything. It's not anything bad. It's just, oh my Lanta, it built and built and built. But I am very glad it's the weekend. I did a little self-care today. not as much as I'd like, because time is my enemy, as you guys are well aware by how much I get behind on things. Time is my enemy. But after I got out of work, so usually, because time is my enemy, I have become one of those lazy people who does not do my grocery shopping anymore. Usually, I have my groceries delivered to me at work because it saves me an hour or two a week. Like, how can I not do that? That's an hour or two I can have to do all the things I'm behind on, right? So, I order my groceries and have them delivered to me, and it's amazing. God praise Instacart. But today, I was needed to place an order for this weekend, and was trying to place it too late, so Instacart didn't have any, like, slots left for today, and I had to go to grocery store myself. Oh my gosh, horror of horrors, right? I had to go grocery shopping for my own damn self, and didn't have groceries delivered to me like a princess. I know. So because of that, I went into the store for probably the first time in about 3 months. I really started doing this in December, January, when I started getting so busy. I started doing the Instacart thing. So I went into the store for the first time in like 3 months, and I went a little crazy, and I bought myself a new stuffy because I'm a child, apparently. But I couldn't resist. It was big, and it's this big, big, fluffy, I know it's not fluffy, but it's like that velvety, soft, amazing little bunny, and it's big, and I'm so excited, guys. Like, I'm legit excited because I'm a child, and I love it. So I got myself that, and also, I bought myself the most frivolous, stupidest thing I've ever bought in my life. I bought myself a huge unicorn balloon. Do you know how much balloons cost, you guys? Like, balloons cost a lot of money. They cost a lot of money. They cost $11 for this balloon that I just bought. I didn't look at the price because I was like, I want this balloon. I want to put this in my room, my studio. I was like, I want to put this damn balloon in my studio, and I'm going to be a princess, because the little, like, card said, every princess deserves a unicorn. And I'm like, bitch, I'm going to be a princess. I'm going to be a princess with my unicorn balloon and my stuffy. All right, princess time. Because a lot of you probably don't realize, but in my real life, I'm not a dom, a dom or a mommy dom very much. I am a submissive. I'm very submissive in real life. Very much so. And I do have like little tendencies. I'm not really into DDLG personally. For me, I'm not really into it. Although I have called man or two daddy in my day. but I am not personally really into it. I don't really do too much on the like little scale. But I will say I do enjoy being a pampered little princess sometimes and just being loved on and cuddled and getting everything I want because I am precious. And after this week, I am fucking precious, all right? After this week, I am the most precious. but you know, that also does tie in because sometimes I do mommy dom and like, oh, these are the kinds of weeks where when I'm doing that, I'm just like, boy, get between my legs under my desk. Like, I need some fucking relief. And you are going to give it to me and you are going to be a good fucking boy for me, all right? So, you know, I guess it's a two-headed coin, right? One side, one side. Oh, what else? What else is on my mind? That fried chicken is on my mind because I smell it so much. I'm not actually much of a fan of fried chicken, to be honest. My significant other very much likes it, so, you know, I got in it for them. For me, it's all right. It's okay. I only eat the breast because I'm a titty girl. I don't really like greasy food like that. Why am I trying to sound all healthy? I love greasy food, but like fried chicken just always never has really been. I don't like eating meat off the bone, you guys. I know that sounds weird, but I really don't. I was a vegetarian for 10 years, right? I know, shocker. totally not expected, right? But I was a vegetarian for about 10 years, and after I became, after I started eating meat again, I just kind of have a thing about textures sometimes, and eating meat off the bone is a very weird thing for me. I don't like it. It's not because like of the bone itself, like it's not like, oh, it's an animal, like no, that's fine. It's because of how, like, I don't like it. I don't like the feeling. It's weird. I don't like it. It's gross. I don't like it. So, like bone and chicken wings, I can't really. Nope. I've tried. I can do them sometimes. It just depends on how I am that day. But, like, ribs. Like, ribs have to be, like, those perfect pull-apart, like, bone slides out ribs, and then I have to slide the bone out and eat it with pork because I'm like, no, I'm not touching that fucking bone. God, I'm a dork. I'm a dork. I know I am. I don't really have anything to say. What's been on my mind lately? Anything GWA related? Not particularly. I just did a collab. I hope you guys saw it. I cross-posted it to mine and Blissfully Quiet. She posted it. It was fun. It was a fun little collab. I was Spirit with my elemental sisters. It was very fun. Very fun. What else? Mm-mm-mm. I don't know what else. You know what? I do have something to say. Because, you know, I talk with some GWA performers. And, you know, kind of something that's been buzzing around in the community, especially with the performers. And I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen it because there's a pinned post. But there's been a lot of harassment going on. There's been a lot of harassment of users, you know, especially, you know, certain users have been getting a ton of harassment lately. And then, you know, I'm sure a lot of, you know, with like heart damage, she had some stuff that was going on that almost made her stop recording, you know, which is never anything. I mean, harassment in general is just, don't do that. But B, like, you know, if you're ruining something someone enjoys, like, that's no fun. Why would you do that? You little turd. but anyway, but because of that, it's really made me realize, because I've been on GWA for almost 3 years now, guys. You know, in July, that's 3 years that I've been on GWA. Now, I didn't start posting a lot until, like, 2.5 years or something like that ago. Two years is when I started posting a lot. But, like, when I originally got on GWA, and and made my the first audio, the cursed audio, which we still will never talk about and I will never link. When we made the cursed audio, that was 3 years ago, guys. I've been in for a long time. Not as long as so many others, obviously. I'm not trying to act like I'm one of the original. But, like, I've been in a long time, and I have never been, no, I will put a quantifier, because I'm going to say I've never been harassed, you know, really. Now, I will say, you know, obviously I've gotten some levels of varying harassment, but that's just, unfortunately, being a woman on the internet, and not necessarily because of the work that I do on GWA or, you know, anything like that. It's just, you know, unfortunately, that you know, being a woman, being a man even, you're going to get harassment on the internet because trolls. But, you know, being a woman, you're going to get a little bit more, which is fine. I've, you know, it's something I've accepted, and I've got a tough skin with it. Whatevs. But I've just really realized, you guys are awesome. You know, you're really great, and I really, truly want to thank you. I don't get to enough. You know, it's always about me on here. It's always about me, on my subreddit, and, you know, what I'm doing, and, you know, what I'm creating for you, and you guys complimenting me, and yada, 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 which is always amazing, and I appreciate it. You know, compliments get you everywhere, right? But, fuck, guys, you guys are so great. Thank you so much for being respectful, and for not trying to force me to do things that I'm not interested in, or trying to, you know, get upset with me, you know, regarding any monetization that I do, or, you know, like Patreon or custom audios. You know, I just really appreciate you guys giving, understanding that, you know, this is my hobby and I would do it whether I did any of the monetization, because I enjoy it. I enjoy making audios. I enjoy using my voice. I enjoy getting guys off. It's fucking hot. Like, what? I make thousands of guys come. Like, literally thousands of guys have come to my voice. How fucking cool is that? That's fucking hot. I love it. I could get off to the idea of that. Like, I have gotten off to the idea of that. It's so fucking hot. I would do this whether I was getting it or not, you know? But the fact that, you know, the fact is I'm a busy person, and, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, I do have to have a little, you know, little leeway, basically, in my life to be able to, you know, afford to do as much as I do, because I do a lot. I do a lot. I wish I could do more, but I do a lot for GWA. It's been a lot of my week at GWA, and I fucking love it. God, I do. I really do. I get so pumped, like, imagining, like, doing stuff to my studio. Like, today, okay, so I was in the grocery store, right? And the grocery store has, like, you know, the home decor area. And, of course, my fucking girly ass went in there because I'm Betty Crocker, and I want to, or maybe Martha Stewart, and I want to make my house gorgeous. But I was focused on my studio. I was like, what can I do to make my studio pretty? I want to make my studio pretty. I love being in my studio, and I want to make it even prettier because I can, like, I want to get a shelf, a pretty little shelf, so that I can put my toys next to my computer where I record, so that my toys aren't just, you know, hanging. I have, like, this, like, dusty, not dusty, but, like, this, like, I have this, like, lined box that I keep them in, like, this, like, wicker basket that I keep them in, and it's annoying, because they're, like, all, you know, I have to clean them every time they go out, because they're, like, all on top of each other, and they're weird, and I want a shelf. I want to display my toys and my pretty stuff. I want to get little hangers for, like, my paddle. I have a gorgeous paddle. You guys have never seen it, but I have this. Well, I've never really done too much impact play on my. I haven't really done too much impact play, so I guess you guys don't really know that much. But I have this gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous wooden paddle that my old dom got for me. It's fucking gorgeous, and I want to hang it up and show it off because I fucking love that thing. It's one of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten. It's gorgeous, and I just love it. I love you guys. I'm just having a little moment right now, and I'm actually really, really glad that I decided to ramble, because this put me in such a better mood. I don't, maybe listen back, maybe I sounded like a freaking whiny little bitch at the beginning of this, and now I'm fucking hype, guys. I'm hype. I'm so hype. I'm so happy right now, just thinking about what a fucking awesome community you guys have made for me. Like, what? How did I get such cool people? Y'all are too cool. too cool for school. What up, my homies? I will never do that again. I'm so sorry. Actually, I will probably do that quite often, but I will try never to do that on recording ever again. But anyway, so yeah, so there you go. I'm getting within like 5-10 minutes of home, so it's probably going to be winding down. What else can I tell you? I can tell you my plans for tonight, because tonight I'm taking a night off. I'm not doing anything work-related. Fuck work. Fuck work. I've been staying so late at work lately, like the last week. And staying late at work. I've been stressed about work. I'm stressed about work. Fuck it. I'm done. I am done. It's my weekend. I'm not fucking thinking about it. So I'm taking I'm taking the night off. I am freaking not doing any audio stuff tonight. Nope. I love it, but nope. Not tonight. Tonight, I'm hanging out with friends. I am having some drinks, yo. I am having some drinks, and I am fucking hyped for it. I am so excited. We're gonna play some video games, and I'm gonna drink. I'm gonna get white girl wasted. I'm not gonna lie. I am not gonna lie. I am not going to be a person to look up to tonight. Nope, nope, nope. I am gonna get shmammered. So, a story for you guys. Story for y'all. There is a game in my life. It is something that I came up with because apparently I'm a masochist. And I'm sure I'm not the only one in the world who's come up with it, so I don't mean that. But there's a game that I've come up with that my friends call Lupin's Roulette. Lupin's Roulette. Roulette? Anyway. We're gonna go with roulette because I'm being dumb and I can't think of the word. Lupin's Roulette. So, what it is basically you go to your liquor store or your gas station, because I'm lazy and I just go on my way home. You go to your gas station that has a liquor store in it, and you go up to the counter and you tell them, hello. Not like that, because they'll probably be like, are you drunk already? But you tell them, you're like, hi, I would like you to grab me 5 of your grossest shooters. Or like the shooters. Do you guys call them shooters? Is that regional? I'm not actually sure if that's a regional thing or not. The little teeny tiny like shots of alcohol, you know, they're like 1.5 shots or something like that. Or maybe just 1 shot and I'm a pussy and I always do small shots. Anyway, shooters is what we call them here. So, so you ask them, okay, grab me 5, what you think are 5 of the nastiest shooters that you would not want to drink personally. And they always get a kick out of it. This is another reason that I love doing it, is because those people get, I've never had some, okay, no, that's a lie. I had one person, but that's because they were old and they didn't like my game. But I don't do it, and also I do not do it when it's busy. I will say that. I will, like, if it's somewhere that's busy, I'll just decide not to do it that night, because, you know, I'm not going to be that person who's being an asshole and, you know, taking up other people's time and the person's time when they're busy. So, but if it's not busy and they're, you know, not being a little shithead, like that one person was, who I did not like, he was a butthead, but then I will ask them to grab their 5 nasty shooters, because it's so interesting, and you see that they just get so excited to, like, do something new, you know, and so they'll have fun with it, and they'll ask me about it when I go back, you know. They always ask me about Lupin's Roulette, because they know what it is. Like, I know by now, a lot of them, because I've done it for, you know, I go to the same places because I'm a creature of habit. So they know what I, you know, what I'm going to do. So they ask me, like, how was last time? I swear I'm not a drunk. This doesn't happen like every week or anything. But, you know, they'll ask, how was last time? It was great. So that's what I'm doing tonight. Anyway, long story, not really short, but that's what I'm doing tonight. I went to a new place. Actually, this time it was kind of funny because I went to a new place, and usually, like I said, I'm lazy and I just go to my gas station liquor store because it's on the way home. But today, like I said, I'm in a bad mood, so I went to the store that has some like higher quality stuff. And I went to the store with higher quality stuff so that I can get something that I don't like, really, is basically what I did. Because that's my head. But, so I went there, and this guy was like, well, I just lost control a little bit on the snowy, snowy ice. That was fun. Anyway, so he was like, this guy, he's just like, I honestly have no idea what to get you. He's like, we typically sell stuff that people like. I'm like, I get that. I get it, dude. Like, I get that you want to, like, boast your product. But no, like, I don't want shit that people like. I want the shit that you, like, would not want to drink, you know, ever. That's what I want. And, and so he was having a really rough time with it. He could not figure out what he didn't want to drink. But I got, like, some jalapeno vodka, jalapeno something vodka. It's jalapeno something, jalapeno ginger? I don't remember. And I got to get two of those, and I got, like, some kinky, one of them was kinky, because he said that it was really fruity and gross, tequila rose, like, a bunch of random shit. So, that's my night. I'm gonna play, every time I fucking lose an Overwatch or something, I'm gonna take a drink, because I suck at Overwatch. Or every time I lose an Apex Legends, because I'm doing Apex Legends now, because I'm cool. I've played, like, 3 games. But I have 7 kills now, guys. I am a legend. I'm an Apex Legend. I've won one time. Because my team carried me. My friends are so nice. I'm horrible. I'm so bad. All right, my lovelies, I am home. I'm in a good mood now because of you, because of your actions, because you're awesome. I feel like a YouTuber with, like, an outro, like, hey, like and subscribe, link in the doobly-doo. Oh, I'm sorry, my dog just... I'm parked in front of my garage and my dog is out there, out in the garage, and he just put his feet up, like, you know how the garage doors have the little glass window? He just put his feet up and put his head, like, at the window and barked at me. Oh, it was so fucking cute. I love him. Okay, guys, I love you all. You are awesome. You got me in a good mood without even talking. How does that feel? Just by being you, you made my night better after a really, 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 really rough fucking week. So, have an awesome night. I hope you guys have fun. If you guys happen to do the Lupin roulette, why am I having so much? Am I drunk already? Hello? I promise I'm not. I was driving. Don't drink and drive, guys. Lupin roulette. Tell me how to fucking say that word, because I'm having a mind blank. Anyway, if you happen to play the game, take pictures of what you get. Or let me know. I want someone to do it. It's fun. It's disgusting, but it's fun. Don't do it when you're drinking alone. That's boring. Like, do it if you're drinking with friends and playing games and stuff. Like, if you lose. That's how I originally started playing it. So I started doing it, like, now I'll do it, you know, when I'm drinking and being myself. But what I originally started doing when I did the roulette was I had... Roulette? Is I had a bunch of... I had a Crown Royal bag. And I went to the store and I grabbed, I didn't, like, make the other guy, like, the guys behind the counter do it, but I went and grabbed, like, what I thought were just nasty, 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 like, you know, I mean, some people, like, might like them, but some people, you know, hate them, like, pucker and, you know, different kinds of schnapps and tequila, like, the low, 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 low quality tequilas and whiskeys and just the nasty level stuff, and I grabbed them and I put them in the Crown Royal bag, shook them up. And it would be my little grab bag for if whoever was the loser of whatever game we were playing, if it was card games, if it was dice, you know, or if it was like a board game or something, whoever was the loser, they had to grab from the bag. And it was awesome. It was such a fun fucking game. But I don't really get to do those big, big groups anymore because I'm old now. I'm so old and I don't get to hang out with my friends that often, in big group settings like that because they all have kids and stuff. but anyway, I have been sitting in my, like, driveway and my dog is looking at me like, fuck, mom. So I'm gonna go, but I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful night and a wonderful weekend. I'm gonna record something. The poll's still up. If I'm posting this, the poll is still up of what I'm gonna record this weekend. So go vote one time, one vote, please. I can tell when you guys vote multiple times. It's really obvious. Please only vote once. It annoys me so much when you guys vote more than once, so please, just this the one time. I would really greatly appreciate it. But please go vote. Tell me what you want to hear, and I will do it for you if it wins. I love you guys. Bye.